Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Damien O'Mara is here, and it was victory in Cork, but not the promotion that they needed.
Yeah, a night of contrasting emotions, I think, Karen. The Republic of Ireland have finished second, as mentioned, in Group B2 of the UEFA Women's Nations League after a 1-0 win over the eventual group winner Slovenia in Cork last night. Ireland, however, needed to win the game by 4 clear goals in order to leapfrog their opponents and secure automatic qualification to League A. Saoirse Noonan scored the only goal of the game at Páirc Uí Chaoimh last night, a 20th minute header, and despite Ireland's dominance, they simply couldn't add to that single goal. They will now play in a two-legged promotion relegation playoff in October against one of Denmark, Belgium, Iceland or Austria, the sides who finished third in the League A groups. The winners will then play in the top tier of the Nations League in its next staging. Ireland next travel to the USA for two friendlies against the world's number one ranked side, the USA. The Irish manager Carla Ward last night confirmed that captain Katie McCabe will not travel with the squad. She's coming off the back of a demanding season with Arsenal, which culminated with victory in the Champions League final. Louise Quinn, however, could be part of that squad as Ward looks to bring experience with her to the States. Quinn won her 122nd cap last night, having recently announced her retirement from professional football. And she bid farewell to the Irish fans after being introduced with about 15 minutes left to play.
A double change for Ireland, and Louise Quinn will be on very, very shortly for her final game on home soil. And I'm sure she will get a marvellous ovation in a few moments' time.
Relatively stayed quite composed, and you know, even the game finished, and obviously it was disappointment on the result. But again, we've got to remember that, you know, that we've won the game. We've put in, you know, an excellent first half performance. You know, we've given ourselves a tough task. So for me, it is just about what the team were trying to do, how we wanted to try go and win the game. But yeah, now we kind of just get to celebrate. But, you know, the girls have been, you know, the most incredible teammates, as they always have been. But, yeah, just in letting me know, you know, maybe reminding me of moments of my own career that I've maybe forgotten about. And, yeah, it's been amazing. You know, I'm not sure if it has totally hit me at the moment, because I do feel okay. I'm a little bit emotional, but I do feel okay. And yeah, just it may be the next time I see the girls play in green and know that, you know, I wasn't up for selection, I think that might be the time. But yeah, I'm just incredibly proud, and it just feels like the right time, and you know, to be able to spend time with, you know, my own family.
A fantastic ambassador for Ireland and for women's football, Louise Quinn, who was chatting with Adrian Eames. The men's international side faced Senegal in a friendly in Dublin on Friday night. Goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher trained yesterday. He joined up with the squad late as he finalised his move from Liverpool to Brentford. While the Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes has confirmed that he has turned down a move to Saudi Arabia because he says he wants to stay playing at the highest level. The 30-year-old had been subject of a move linking him with a £100 million switch to Al Hilal, with the Saudi Pro League side reportedly preparing to pay him £700,000 per week. In hockey, the Irish men's side suffered a second defeat in 2 days against the Olympic bronze medalists India last night. The world number 5th ranked side won 2-1 at Pembroke Wanderers. Ireland currently 10th in the world. Both sides will now travel to Netherlands for the next stage of the FIH Pro League. Ireland played the Dutch, who are the Olympic champions, in the first of two matches this day week. Men's second seed and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz last night booked his place in the semi-finals of the men's singles at the French Open. He recorded a straight sets victory over the American Tommy Paul. Top seed Jannik Sinner faces Alexander Bublik today. The winner will face either third seed Alexander Zverev or sixth seed Novak Djokovic, who follow them out on court. Play will get underway at Roland Garros today with the All-American meeting of Madison Keys and Coco Gauff in the quarterfinals of the women's singles. And there's racing at home today in the Curragh, where the first of the lot there is away from 4:45.
Damien, we'll see you in an hour.